Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. I'm Cynthia Pooler. This is Focused on Albany. And my guest today, I am so delighted to have fashion designer Daniel Moses. I read about Daniel in the paper 2 weeks ago, and I attended his fashion show last Friday at the museum, and it was just wonderful. Daniel, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you, Cynthia.
Now, I was really impressed with the fashions and the whole thing with the women, and it was just beautiful. What made you decide to come to Albany?
I met a friend in Amsterdam, where I was living in Amsterdam, Netherlands, and he invited me over, and I just like, I said, sure, why not? And I love New York.
Now, you know, you would think that a fashion designer who created clothes as beautiful as you do would want to have a studio in New York City. Why did you choose Albany to showcase your art?
I love to show you one day at some in New York City, but I think Albany also has marketing for fashion. It's a lot of fashion. I've been to many gala in Albany, and I see all these women that phenomenal and fantastic, and I really think it's the fashion in Albany. Somebody told me, asked me a question a couple of months ago, and said, why do you do fashion in Albany? My answer was, fashion is everywhere. Wherever you go, it's fashion. In Albany, Troy, Buffalo, wherever you go, it's fashion. I mean, if you see yourself every morning when you get up and you don't just put anything from the closet, you just pick whatever you, I mean, something that you want to look fantastic, wherever you go, if you're going to your work or if you go to dinner or lunch, you're always trying to make yourself appeal into the situation that you were invited. And it's fashion. To me, it's fashion.
Now, before I read the article about you in the Times Union, I had no idea that you were living up here. Do you have a studio that you showcase your work?
Oh, yes. I have my studio in Albany. It's in 23 North Pearl. And also, I have my friend, she's a fantastic friend in Saratoga, and Natalie, and she has a boutique they call Saratoga Trunk. And she sells my clothing, and also I do a by appointment in my studio.
So do you sell your clothing in Albany or in Saratoga?
Both places. And people have been buying my clothing. My clothes have been... and I've been to London. People buy, and they're going to London and Paris and Italy and Portugal. So people come in and buy and come for vacation to Albany or Saratoga, and they buy my clothing, and they go most everywhere now. It's funny, really funny.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, how long have you been doing fashion designing?
I've been in my studio. This is my new studio. I used to be the other side of the river in Rensselaer. So it's been like maybe 10 years, about 10, 12 years.
Have you, what I find interesting is from January to June, the state legislature comes up here. And people from all over the state, there's the legislators, there's lobbyists, there's people that come up here to do business. Do you cater to the government come January throughout the winter?
No, yet, because I have I started making connection with them recently. So not yet.
Okay. So what particular like, what do you like about Albany? And for the most part, you know, of course, you have an eye on how women dress. What do you think about how women dress and, like, if they're going out? I think we need more of your expertise. Share your thoughts about fashion in Albany.
I love when I go out, like I say, before, I see a lot of fashion, but I think they need to know my clothing that I design is a little bit more the idea to wear. It's like more, how do you say, I like color, more texture, and I like to design different stuff that people will never wear outside, and never wear to a party. I like to make a statement with my work, and to make the person, whoever buy the dress or whoever, whatever piece to buy for me, I want the person to look very special and to look different from everybody else. But I think in Albany, what's happening, we are a little bit too conservative when we go out. We try to dress to put a lot of black. Like in the winter, we wear a lot of black. I think in winter, people should wear more colorful so you can, festive the winter that's so cold and it's so white. You have to put some color. I mean, I love to increase more color in the winter. So this collection that I just did, it was a lot of color and not so much black and white.
See, I'm a black person. I wear a lot of black. That's interesting. So, like, when you make dresses or coats, there's a number of shopping malls in the area. Do you show them to the different department stores, and do they carry your clothing?
No, not yet, because I'm trying to... Right now, I'm trying to produce just one of the kind. I know the time will come when I will produce for some store, but right now I'm just doing one of the kind because when I concentrate and create a piece, one piece, I like to give it my whole attention and to be unique. And when you go to the store, most of the store defined in one color, 10 dresses, and I think I want to be a different, very different. Even if I design one day for some department store, I will design many colors and many different styles, and not just one color for all 10 dresses.
Wow, this is terrific. You know, when I saw a fashion designer on Albany, I can't help but say over and over again, I was so thrilled. Is your store open? I mean, if somebody wants to come down and see your designs, do they walk in? Are you there a lot? And how do they know when you're available?
Well, if you want to make an appointment, you can have my telephone, or you can go to my website and do it. But mostly it's by my telephone. If you don't mind, I can just give it to you guys.
Sure, we'll do that at the end of the show. So, has anybody who attended your show last Friday called you up and say, Daniel, I want to see more of your fashion?
Yes, yes. It's happened to me a lot. And this is my clothing. When I finish the show, it goes directly to Saratoga Trunk because I like to deal with people because I love people. But sometimes it's not enough time, so people go directly to Saratoga. But if you looking for something very specific on the show, you can direct it to me, and then we can work something.
Oh, this is wonderful. So, And you live right here in Albany.
Yes, I live in downtown Albany.
You live in downtown. Now, do you go there? See, I just know fashion shows from, you know, seeing it on TV or reading about them. When you design your fashions for the spring or the fall or the winter, do you go down to shows in Manhattan, or do you say, this is what I want to do without looking at what anybody else is doing?
I don't like to look magazines. I don't like to look shows. I don't like to be influenced by other designers. I respect very much every designer and around the country and around the world. I don't get an inspiration from anyone. I like to make my own design in my head, and I don't like to be influenced by anybody else, because I think you lose the sense of being a designer, a unique.
If somebody wants a specific design, a specific dress, and they know what they want, have you ever done that where somebody says, this is what I want, can you do something for me?
Yeah, I can. I do that, but I have to have also my signature. And most of the time when the ladies come to my studio and they want something very specific, but also I give my advice to say, you know, this is fantastic. I love it, the way you think you want your dress. But I want to also, I like to give them my advice and go with, mostly with my design, because this is what I like to influence. And sometimes they come and they change their mind when I explain that they will look, and the design that they have in mind is fantastic, it's great. But I give my advice to change into something totally different.
How often do you have fashion shows? I know you have the fall one. Do you have more than one a year?
Yes, we already start planning my next show. It's funny because I just finished this show and we already start working and picking materials and picking stuff and the venue where it's going to be. My next show probably will be in April. So we already have to do an event and start working, because if I stop, I go totally crazy. So I already have them planned for April.
Okay. Do you always have them at the museum?
I don't think it's gonna happen in a museum. I think I want to have it in a different place, because I can experience different location and different venues, so people can also be exposed to different venues and everybody went. I went and the people that. They're on the places they went to. So.
Where, besides that, the museum, which is downtown, what other places have you showcased your work?
I did it, my first fashion show, I was in a museum. I loved the museum. And then I did it my second fashion show at Malozzi's and at Connecticut. I did also fashion show for Ronald McDonald, and for 65 Roses and all these charities that I've been working with a couple of years.
Okay. So every time you do a fashion show, do you donate the proceeds from the show, like the guests that you have? Do you donate that to charity like you did to the Damien House?
Yes. Most of the time, I go to the charity, because that's what I'm working for. They always seen I just kept as exposed, but most everything I go to the charity, and I just love to work with them, because let me know, it's a lot of need, and some of the charity they need the money, they need the help, and I'm so glad that I can do it with my art.
That's so wonderful. So if somebody wants to reach you, if somebody wants to see your designs and fashions, how would they reach you?
Well, they can go on my email, my emails, and also my phone. This is the way to reach me, because I had to, when somebody wants to come to my studio, I want to give it all my attention, so I had to make an appointment. So you can not just say, I'm coming tomorrow, or even you can say, I'm coming tomorrow, but you got to give me a time, so I can give it my full attention to you.
Okay, can you give the phone number as to how people can reach you?
Do you want my phone number?
Sure.
Okay, it's 518
yes.
729-6024. Yes. And my email is Daniel Moses, MOZZES, at gmail.com.
Daniel, this has been wonderful. I want to make an appointment to see your work, and I certainly look forward to you again. If you like the show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and download on your smartphone and listen anywhere, anytime. Daniel, thank you so much for taking the time to share your art with Focus on Albany. Thank you.
Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you, Cynthia, so much, and thank you for attending the show. It was my pleasure. And I'm looking forward to talk to you in the future, and you're welcome to my studio anytime.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you, Cynthia. Bye-bye.